I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. Tonight, I'm serving tequila with a twist of Chaim. It's Watch What Happens Live with Alana and Esty from Chaim Now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse with two famous sisters whose artistic contributions are right up there with Kyle and Kim Richards. You might know my guests tonight from their three hit albums, multiple tours, or even the Want You Back music video where they're walking in the middle of the street, an idea they may have borrowed from Kelly Bensimone since they're extreme Housewives fans. Get your tickets now to the One More Chaim tour. Give it up for Alana Chaim and Esty Chaim. Danielle is not here, and that's because you're here to announce that you're now a duo.
We're now a duo, right?
No, we make a joke all the time that Danielle doesn't talk, so she won't be missed.
But it's not a joke. She actually doesn't.
She was not feeling well tonight.
Yeah, she wasn't feeling well, but that's okay.
We're going to power through.
We're going to power through. I'm so happy to be here.
I know. Wait, cheers, Lons.
Cheers, you guys.
You know what? I love it. You guests have danced into the clubhouse out of happiness of being here. So I'm so glad you're so happy to be here.
We're so happy
you're here, too. We're just getting warmed up. Tonight's bartenders will keep the clubhouse thermostat at 98 degrees.
Woo!
Check out their boy band brunch Sundays at Chelsea Table and Stage. The boy band brunch at Travis, Jesse, and Chris. Yeah. Now, you two, the only show on Bravo you don't totally watch that much of is Summer House. Unfortunately, we're coming out of it. But you had your eyes on some of the guys on Summer House. Who were you eyeballing?
Okay, so I'm single for the first time in 10 years.
Okay.
Big deal.
And?
So I think Carl's really hot.
Yes.
Carl is Esty's type.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is like the epitome.
You also loved Andrea. You had your eyes on Andrea. And you are big Southern Charm fans.
Yes.
And you have been telling me before the show that Austin you find very attractive.
Austin's
and I want to know, what about him do you are you into?
Well, first of all, I love him tall.
You love a tall guy.
I mean, I'm a giant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fully 6 feet tall. So I need a tall man.
Okay, well, he's very tall. You want to feel tiny. Oh, my God. You are such Bravo fans. You tried to get into Portia's bat mitzvah.
We did.
We tried to crash it.
You tried to crash it. And how did you go about that attempt?
Well, we had the same rabbi as Kyle and Portia.
Yes,
and
Rabbi Yoshi.
Rabbi Yoshi is also our rabbi.
Okay.
And we actually randomly ran into him on the day that we, I don't know how we knew this, sorry, Kyle, but we knew it was Portia's bat mitzvah.
Okay.
We have our sources.
We were like, Rabbi Yoshi, we will do anything, please. Like, we will sing at the temple. For high holidays.
Oh my God! They.
We were trying to like.
I'm sure you could have played at the bat mitzvah. And
In a second.
You would have done it for free.
For the price of on the house. It would have been an honor.
Wow.
Honor.
Wow. Okay, guys, don't forget to tweet me your questions at Andy for Alana and Esty Haim all night long. Haim hasn't graced the clubhouse since they bartended on this show back in 2014. So I thought we could cram 8 years worth of catching up in a manic minute of questions. Okay. What was your very first concert?
My first concert was the Eagles.
Oh, that's a good one. What about you?
The Doobie Brothers.
Ooh, yeah. I love it. I what Real Housewives song would you love to cover? Either of you want to
cover. Oh, my God. Chic C'est la vie.
Chic C'est la vie, Money Can't Buy You Class.
Who's your biggest style icon?
Danielle.
Probably, yeah, Danielle, my sister.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Last person you texted?
Emma Stone.
Really? And what did you say? What did you say?
Well, she's coming to the show
tomorrow night at Madison Square Garden.
Yes. Well, she also has a baby.
Okay.
So she needs to have the babysitter and everything. And I was like, Emma, I really hope you can come. That was the last thing that I said. Yes.
Wow, that's a major last text. Which Real Housewife would you be scared to see in your green room after a show?
Oh my God.
Which Real Housewife would I be scared to see in the green room after the show?
Yeah.
Probably the witch from Beverly Hills.
Carlton. Wow, twice in 1 week that she's come up. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Which Real Housewife is most similar to you in personality?
Oh my God. In my dreams, I'm Heather Dubrow. Like, okay. In my dreams, I'm definitely not Heather Dubrow. I also hate champagne, so like, I'm not her, but I am obsessed with Heather Dubrow. I'm obsessed with her house. Before she came back, I watched her like full 3-hour YouTube of her just going through her house.
Wow.
I literally got snacks. It was my Super Bowl.
It's so true.
It was literally my Super Bowl. I was like, I need to know where the luggage room is, where the craft room is. Like,
is there
I
a luggage room?
Of There's course. A luggage
yes.
room.
All right.
Just for luggage.
Thank you very much. You two are massive Housewives fans, so I know you'll jump at the chance to sing the praises of Bravo's greatest hits. It's time for Hi, I'm Gonna Check Me, Boo. Okay, whose side are you on regarding their Elton John ticket drama, Rinna or Sutton?
I love Sutton, but I'm on Rinna's
side.
I'm on Team Rinna.
Okay. Reaction to Sutton's insensitive reaction to Dorit's horrific break-in experience.
That was bad.
Real bad.
That was
unbelievable.
Who do you think will fare better on the dating scene, Sutton, Garcelle, or Erica?
Garcelle, 100%.
Yeah.
She's a catch.
She's so hot.
How do you feel about Miss Marlo finally snatching her piece?
Love it. Marlo! I would want to be Marlo.
How happy are you to see She by Charest back?
Thank God.
I have to say that Chateau Charest is a work of art. The basement is perfection. It's what we needed.
Whose side are you on, Drew or Charest?
It's hard because Drew's going through a lot.
Yes.
The dinner of last episode with her husband broke my heart.
Yes.
She's going through a lot. She shouldn't have told everybody. She should have just gone straight to Sheree, but it's hard. It's a complicated issue.
Was Margaret wrong to bring her concerns about Louis to Teresa?
No.
Okay.
Friends should always do that.
Thoughts on the Jersey reunion thus far?
Obsessed.
Give me part three, like, now.
Also, the outfits were amazing. They were incredible. The ladies brought it. And I love all the husbands. They're my favorite husbands of any franchise.
Who's your favorite of all the husbands?
Joe
Gorga.
Come on, Joe.
I love Joe, but I also love...
Evan.
Jackie. Yes,
Evan.
I love Evan.
I know. Evan is also
Esty's the Jewish
type.
Guy.
Of course.
And he's tall.
Yeah, exactly.
Thoughts
on... I'm single. I don't know if you heard this. I don't know if I've said it loud enough. I'm single.
Thank you very much, ladies. Whether my guests are touring with some of the biggest names in music or sneaking booze into the Grammys and getting lit, they're accustomed to the rock star lifestyle. Tonight, we are playing Women in Music Part E. I have questions about your time in the music business.
Okay.
You've said that working with Jay-Z under his Roc Nation group was a dream. What was the best piece of advice Jay-Z gave you?
advice. I think the thing that was the most mind-blowing about being on Roc Nation is that when we would be in like a huge crowd of people, Jay-Z and Beyonce would pick us out of a crowd and like hug us, yeah. which was like a very crazy experience. Yeah. And there was like one moment I'll never forget. We were at the Grammys and Beyonce, Danielle had like a little piece of lint on her jacket and Beyonce picked it off for her and was like, I got you. And she's I was like, Beyonce, I'm crying. What's happening?
As huge Fleetwood Mac fans, how did you prepare to go to Stevie Nicks' house in 2014 to perform Rihanna and with her?
That was we wear our moon necklaces. Stevie gave us these necklaces.
No way. Yeah, she gave those to you and you wear them always?
I wear them. I never take it off.
Wow.
I know. Jinx. Yeah. We never take it off. No, she is the greatest human being on this planet and we bow to her. Meeting her was the biggest moment of my life.
She came down the stairs with a huge boombox playing our record.
No. Yes.
That's how we met her. No.
Yes.
Coming down her spiral staircase.
No. Wow.
Singing her song and listening to it on a boombox. And I wept.
Do you remember the first time you felt like you had made it as musicians?
I think it was when we played Glastonbury. That was like a big deal. We had like, you have to like, realize like we were playing to two people and then to play to like how many people was like
so it's 210,000 people.
I don't know if we were playing to that many people, but like we were on the main stage and that was like I was like 20 years old and that was definitely like the first time I like looked at my siblings were like on the stage with all these people and I was like, we've done something.
Yeah, I know. We did something right.
By the way, speaking of Beyonce, what was her reaction to your cover of EXO?
I don't know if she had a reaction. I mean, that song is a masterpiece. We're the biggest Beyonce fans. I mean, I love her so much. She is obviously an idol of ours. I mean, I don't know if she had a reaction to it, but that was one of our favorite covers.
That's my favorite cover I think we've ever done.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Yeah. It is.
And you all did it well.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
High praise. Yes. High praise.
The highest.
The highest.
You know, music people really crave my attention.
Yeah, I'm crying.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's go to the virtual fans. Raquel and Robert from New Jersey have a question for my guests. Hey, you two.
Hi. Hello. So what was your reaction to Elizabeth Olsen's lie detector test where she said she's a better actor than Danielle?
Danielle should be here.
Oh, my God.
And she maybe lied about liking licorice pizza.
I don't think she lied about it.
Play from the guy in Jersey.
I love Elizabeth Olsen. We have always been such a huge fan of hers. And we actually texted her after and we were all laughing about it, how funny it was. She's the best. And honestly, she is a better actress than Danielle. Danielle really didn't have that much to do.
She wasn't wrong.
There you go.
But Danielle was honestly, we all laughed about it. It was so sweet. The fact that they even asked the question, we were floored. We were like, oh my God, this is so crazy.
All right, here's Susie and Matt from Massachusetts with a question for Alana. Hey, you two.
Hi.
Matt, Ion, all right.
Professional.
Yeah, profesh.
We can't believe you and Phoebe Bridgers went to the same high school together.
Did you guys ever interact?
And do you think there's a possibility of a Phoebe Chaim duet?
Oh my God, yes. So Phoebe, I think, was a freshman when I was a senior and we were in opera together. We interacted like every day.
Yeah.
We love Phoebe. I would die to do anything with Phoebe if she ever wants to do anything. I mean, she's a friend of ours, so I would be down.
That is super mage. Alana, Trish S. wants to know the qualities you're looking for in a boyfriend.
Oh my God.
This is a fun... Why didn't I get that question?
Yeah, I know. You've made it clear.
I should have gotten that question.
Oh my God, I'm blushing. They have to be Jewish, I have to be honest. I have to be with a Jew.
We both have that.
Austin Austin Kroll is not a Jew.
He is not a Jew.
Oh, that's why we were talking about Steve Gold before the show.
Yes,
that's why we like a Steve Gold.
I know.
Not a ton of Jewish men on Bravo.
I know.
Yeah. Someone came up to me last night and said, God, you look so much taller on TV. I'm like,
You are tall. You're tall. 5'9".
I'm a Jewish 5'9".
Which is a giant.
Yeah. It's a giant. Can we do like Real Housewives of the Shtetl?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, Melissa Gorga didn't agree that you should plan your wedding around your sister-in-law's due date, but will these sisters agree on the most important issues across the Bravo sphere? Let's find out with Bravo or Hyam No. I'm going to make some bold Bravo statements. Okay. I'm going to count down from three. If you agree, you'll flip your sign to Bravo. If you disagree, flash the sign that says Hyam No. Okay. Whether Teresa likes it or not, Margaret was right to ask Louis about the rumors circling him. 3, 2, 1.
She was right.
Yes, okay. Harry Hamlin is the sexiest 70-year-old I have ever seen. 3, 2, 1. Yes.
Yes. Like a fine wine. Rinna's a lucky lady.
Captain Sandy is a stronger leader than Captain Lee. 3, 2, 1.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, God. Which kills me.
Huge Captain Sandy
fan. SD is friends with Captain Sandy.
I'm friends with Captain Sandy. Because I got my ex, my now ex, a cameo from Captain Sandy.
Oh, wow.
And she did like a 5-minute video for
I've
him.
I've heard her cameos are extensively
impeccable.
Long. Yes. Okay, would you rather live in Moore Manor over Chateau Charest? 3, 2, 1.
I already talked about how much I
okay,
love
Chateau Charest. Okay, I am now.
I live in Chateau
Charest. Jennifer Aiden is correct. Joe Gorga is a little bitch boy. 3, 2, 1.
No.
Okay, Dorit is not faking the accent. It's natural. 3, 2, 1.
I think it's, I love Dorit.
I love her. Jewish representation.
Jewish
representation on Bravo.
Well, you need to change that.
I'm sorry, Beverly Hills.
I know that too.
Yeah. Ramona's behavior at Black Shabbat was the most cringe Roni moment of all time. 3, 2, 1.
It was cringe. It was very cringe.
Frank and Dolores Catania are soulmates. 3, 2, 1.
Oh,
no, because I like the new guy.
Polly, Irish Polly.
I know, I love Frank Catania.
Frank Catania. Right.
And also, Dolores' son is gorgeous. So hot. Like, can him and Gia get married?
I know.
Like, him and Gia need to get married.
Yes.
That would make my dreams.
Giselle gets far too much crap for her fashion choices. Her style isn't that bad. 3, 2, 1.
Yes. I mean,
I love you, Giselle.
Okay. I do not enjoy a reunion walk-off. 3, 2, 1.
I hate it.
I just keep the show going.
Yes. Right? I hate
yes.
it.
Yes.
Come on, Joe Gorga.
Drew Sidora's husband, Ralph, is sexier than Mauricio Umansky. 3, 2, 1.
Mauricio.
No, I mean, we knew.
He's the blueprint.
Mauricio is my dream man.
He's my dream man.
I would pay over $100 to see Luann's cabaret show. 3, 2, 1. Yes. Okay, very good. Thank you, ladies. Do either of you have a Housewives tagline?
We do.
We do.
You do? Give it to me.
SU, you go first.
Okay, because I'm the oldest. So mine would be, I might be a tall glass of water, but I'm never thirsty.
Wow.
I feel
right, that's a lot to live up to.
I feel like mine is not as good, so I'm gonna add drama to it. I'm gonna spin around. Okay. I might be the baby of the family, but nobody puts baby in a corner.
Equal.
Good job.
You want to hear mine?
Yes.
I'm a father of two and a daddy to many.
Oh.
I love you too.
This is so fun.
You're really fun. You have to come back.
Any day that ends in Y.
Wow, you're amazing. And the boy band project is over at the bar.
Yes.
Oh my God. You guys. Hassan J wants to know if you ever heard from Shania Twain after you released your incredible and cover of that Don't Impress Me Much. Back in 2017.
We did. Well, we interviewed her.
Yes, her for our...
we have a radio show.
Our radio show, Haim Time, on Apple Music. She is the most incredible musician. I think her
songwriter.
Songwriter, yeah. Musician, human being. She is just everything to me.
And she was really sweet about it.
You know, she admitted in the clubhouse that she had peed herself on stage before. Work.
Yes. We love.
I've been so close to peeing on stage.
Really?
So close.
And you have not. Maybe MSG. Maybe you'll make your pee debut at MSG tomorrow.
You know what? Now I'm going to force it out.
Yeah, we're going
to
do it.
I'm going to force it out, and then I'm going to say it's dedicated to the clubhouse.
It's true.
I'm going to take a photo of it, and then a photo to the camera.
We should bring a shiwi. We should be a shiwi on.
A shiwi.
You know what a shiwi is?
No, what's a shiwi?
It's a porta potty specifically for women. It's called a shiwi.
Wow. Shiwi.
You're going to get so many shiwis now.
SD Noam E wants to know your favorite thing to order at the Olive Garden.
Ooh. Oh. You know, it's not even about that. It's just about the unlimited, you know, soup, salad, and breadsticks.
Yes, 100%. 100%.
I'm a thrifty bitch.
Sweet V Ness 1019 tweeted Alana and Esty, indica or sativa?
Ooh.
And they said see you in Philly.
Oh my God, yay.
See you in Philly.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'm a sativa kind of gal.
Me
I like
too.
To keep the
I'm
party going.
I'm a sativa
going.
Gal too.
Yeah. I'm an indica. I'm already so up there.
Which Real Housewife would you want as a fourth Haim sister, PG Cornwall?
It's so hard because all the ones that sing would probably be, I mean, there's...
There's Candy.
There's, oh my God.
Candy?
Wait, actually, no, that's the answer.
Okay,
candy.
Yeah, candy.
Okay, it's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to Captain Glenn for finally making it off of our Skype screens after almost 3 full seasons of joining me remotely on Below Deck Sailing Yacht Night and meeting me in New York City in real life today. Straight single women in New York City, DM Captain Glenn right now.
I'm right here.
Insta handle is at Big Sailboats. While Glenn's away from his sailing yacht, he could really use a good motorboating, Esty. Tonight's Jackal also comes from Below Deck Sailing Yacht. It goes to newly demoted stew Ashley, who drunkenly shoveled leftover spaghetti into her mouth and then puked it right back up in front of her new roomie, Scarlett.
That's why I cooked so much pasta.
You're eating your feelings right now.
All right. A long clip. That is the grossest combination of eating and vomiting I've ever seen. And I say that as someone who lives in the same house as a toddler and a newborn. I want to thank Alana, Esty, and the boy band Project. Tomorrow night, the House Husbands of Jersey are here. We're going to go to our after show live now.
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
My friend Sophia, like for her, it was her birthday, and we were gonna literally surprise
her. I'm gonna give you my info.
Oh my God!
Okay, so Alana and Esty Haim are here. I just invited them to BravoCon.
We're going.
And they're kvelling.
I'm kvelling. I'm
kvelling. My connect-a-kazoink is unwell.
Okay. So here's my number.
Oh, my God.
I'm
I'm framing this.
You're framing this.
I'm sorry.
Framing this. Is this Can you give me one?
No, SG. I want, SG.
No, I want one too. You're going to keep it, bitch. I want one too.
All right, their international tour is happening right now. It's called One More Chaim Tour.
Yes.
Tickets are on sale now. They're at Madison Square Garden tomorrow night. See if you can get a last minute ticket. Travis, Jesse, Chris from the Boy Band Project. All right, let's go back to our virtual fans, Andrea and Sean from Toledo. What's your question for Esty? Another co-viewing couple. I love you guys.
What?
What's up?
Hi.
You know what's been interesting about the couples tonight? The woman has always been in the forefront of the shot, and the man is in the back.
As it should be.
Yes,
as it should be. As it should be.
So we wanted to first say congratulations, Andy, on your new baby girl.
Thank you.
And so besides you absolutely wiping out on stage last year, what is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you during a performance, or does that take the cake?
Nothing really, other than me completely falling in front of 8,000 people. That was very embarrassing. But the most embarrassing thing that I think has ever happened to me in front of people was I got my first period in a dance class.
That's true.
Wearing all white.
Oh.
And I was doing like jetés across the floor. And then my dance teacher had to be like, sweetheart, you should probably go to the bathroom.
And you always, like, you give it your all.
My jetés, full splits.
Yeah, you really give it your all.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of information.
All right, Hannah from Washington has a question for both of you. Hi, Hannah, what's your question for Chaim?
Hi, guys. Have you guys still remained in touch with Lizzo since she was an opener on your Sister, Sister, Sister tour in 2018? And did you ever imagine that she would become the superstar that she is today?
Oh, we knew from the jump.
From the second we listened to her music, she deserves everything that ever comes to her. She is the most incredible songwriter.
And you were the opening act on Rihanna's Diamonds World Tour?
Yes.
Wow. Did you ever connect with her about Housewives love?
No.
You know, she's a huge Housewives.
I know, and I love
what did you think of Nicki Minaj hosting the Potomac reunion?
Literally,
did you enjoy that?
Thank you for
doing that.
I was on the edge of my seat knowing that they didn't know that Nicki Minaj was about to come out, and she asked all the questions.
She was good.
That we needed to hear.
She's really good. Okay, let's see if there's anything else. Did you like Shania and Harry's?
Loved it.
Are you two buddies with Harry?
We love Harry.
I love Harry. Harry came to one of our first shows
at
the Troubadour.
And we were playing like seven
to
people.
Two people. It was very embarrassing.
Were you ladies Go-Go's fans at all?
Of course.
Yeah.
We had to be.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, and they were, you know, LA girls.
Yes. Did you see the Go-Go's documentary?
Of course.
I haven't seen it yet.
I saw it. I loved it.
It's really, really good.
I loved it.
Did you watch the Beatles documentary?
Of course.
Yes. So good.
Of course.
I watch everything.
You do.
Other than Summer House.
Like,
so fucking. Sorry.
But you should. You know, Summer House is super
hot.
I know. I'm sleeping on it. Is Carl even single?
Carl?
Yeah.
No, he's with Lindsay on the show.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Also, Esty is never going to live to tell the tale because I'm going to murder her after the show.
Yeah, Lana's going to straight up.
She just embarrassed me on Watch What Happens Live.
Smother me in my sleep.
I've invited you to BravoCon.
We're coming.
Okay,
we're
good. Coming.
And we're going to bring our best friend, Sophia.
Yes.
Good.
She's going to die.
Is it
Sophia that I know? Is it Sophia Rivka?
No, it's Sophia Sarkissian. She literally, like, my whole life.
Okay.
The reason why no one will ever understand how much I love Bravo because it's literally a whole thing of my life. But me and my best friend, Sophia Sarkissian, would literally every day, we watch all the new episodes of All the Real Housewives. That was like our thing. And I called her before we were on and she literally cried.
Wow.
She cried.
It's October 14th weekend in New York. So maybe, we'll figure out something for you guys to do there. Or something.
I'm sorry. We're definitely free.
We'll play whatever you want. Okay. I will literally play all the Housewives songs.
Yeah.
Chaim will play all of them. Chic C'est La Vie, C'est Bon, C'est Bon. Money Can't Buy You Class. The ring didn't mean a thing.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay, here's the deal. Let's see if we can do a Chaim Housewives medley, like super medley, on an episode of Watch What Happens Live that we'll be doing that week because we're doing five huge episodes that week.
We are. So we're, I, be... RSVPS.
Okay,
yeah. You are. It's already a yes. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay, my work here is done. I want to thank Alana and Esty. They're at Madison Square Garden tomorrow night. I want to thank these five queens. Oh, excuse me. The Boy Band Project. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. Once Upon a Beat.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.